What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Massive fan of basketball.
I'm glad you looked at 8 years anyway, not three.
Try before you subscribe.
There's always good guests, aren't
you? You're either a player or you're a coach for me, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Get 3 free podcasts per month. Just download the Off The Ball app now.
Highly recommend it.
Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, we hear from Simon Easterby on his promotion to interim Ireland head coach and his emerging Ireland squad to tour South Africa. It's been a doubly good day for Ulster forward Harry Sheridan, but Joey Carberry is set for another spell on the sidelines in France. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Simon Easterby has named a 33-strong emerging Ireland squad for next month's tour of South Africa. It'll be captained by Munster back row Alex Kendallen. Ulster second row Cormac Izichukwu and Leinster at half Sam Prendergast will be on familiar ground, having toured South Africa with the senior squad during the summer. Zach Ward's meteoric rise in the 15s game continues, with the Sevens Olympian included among the backs. The spine of the squad is made up of members of Ireland's back-to-back under-20 Grand Slam winners, with former captains Gus McCarthy and Evan O'Connell included. They're joined by former teammates Shawnee Dogbo, Conor O'Tierney, Hugh Gavin and Andrew Osborne, as is Connacht's Dunedin-born back rower Sean Jansen and their South African-born wing Shane Bolton. Given the fact that the tour happens after the start of the ORC season, Easterby was asked about the horse trading that goes on with selecting such a squad.
Yeah, there's constant conversations around that, and I think that's part of the kind of process of trying to get the best players available to us to go and work with us in South Africa. But also we know that they can't just pluck players out of thin air. And, you know, if they've got an injury in a certain position, then we clearly will have to have conversations around those players and have to make some compromises around who we can select. Like I say, on the whole, it's been excellent. There's been two-way communication and probably a far better way of doing it this time, because we've given the provinces, far more notification around the trip to South Africa. I'm not saying it's a perfect scenario at all, but I think hopefully come the end of it, both sides win. And most importantly, we get the players for a period and they get to understand what we're about as a setup and an environment and the challenges of international rugby, being away together, etc. So I think from that perspective, hopefully it can be a win-win.
Given they've toured with the senior Ireland side already, Easterby was asked about his inclusion of both Izichukwu and Prendergast.
Part of it with Izzy was, he is someone that, like you say, had a good bit of game time at the end of last season with Ulster. But we still want to kind of grow his experience and grow the depth, potentially more at lock than at six. But we know he can play both positions. We want him to step up and lead in terms of calling at line out time and leadership around the field. So I think for him it was it's a continuation of his sort of development and progression. I'm not saying that he wouldn't get game time with Ulster. Obviously he would do, but in particular for him to be working with Paulie again, with Foggs. And the work that he'll be doing with Goody in his attack, I think it's a good fit for us in terms of his progression and his development. With Sam, again, he would get time with Leinster, no doubt, over the next few weeks. But again, he wasn't given the opportunity to lead the week in South Africa because he didn't get game time. And we want to see him under a bit of pressure and challenge him to see, how he can lead a week as a number 10. And the kind of the challenge of playing URC are great. But I think playing away from home, international rugby, playing in a different group, playing in a green jersey and leading that. He hasn't done that since the 20s. And, you know, I think that's, again, another way of building his development and progress. And, you know, he's, like Izzy, done really well on tour, but didn't get the opportunity to play. And I think that's the most important thing for us.
The head coach has been particularly impressed with Zach Ward's transition from sevens to 15s.
I think he's a really nice story. I mean, he's played incredibly well, you say, in the sevens circuit, culminating in the Olympics, and now transitioned back into 15s. He's worked with Ulster across the pre-season since he's come back from the sevens. And, you know, he's a really exciting prospect. And I think that's an important, I guess, pathway for players. You know, in that sevens environment, we want to make sure that there's a way of them getting back into 15s. And players like Zach and other players potentially in the future that can go back, play sevens, but come back into 15s. And he's really exciting and one that we're looking forward to working with.
And naturally, Easterby was asked about taking up the role of interim Ireland head coach come December.
Yeah, it means a huge amount. It's a real honour. And, you know, I'm kind of, I know it's a bit down the line. And there's plenty of rugby to be played and prepared for between now and the Six Nations. But yeah, it's something that I'm really thrilled about, excited about, but obviously focusing on what the here and the now and you know, probably look to start to put in things into place and plan for the Six Nations after the November internationals.
It's been a doubly good day for Harry Sheridan. Not only has he been included in that emerging Ireland squad, but the forwards also signed a new 2-year contract at Ulster. Sheridan made 19 appearances for the province last season, starting in 10 of those. The season before that, he was a key member of the Ireland under 20 squad that secured back-to-back Grand Slams. Sheridan's new deal keeps him at Kingspan Stadium until the summer of 2027, and he joins Stuart McCloskey in extending their stays at Ulster this week. Joey Carberry is set for up to a month on the sidelines in France. The former Ireland head half came off injured at half time of his first start for new club Bordeaux against Lyon in the top 14. Scans have revealed that Carberry suffered a fracture to his hand and has already undergone training. He'll be out for 3 to 4 weeks and will miss top 14 matches with Racing, Toulouse and Bayonne as a result. Staying with the injury theme, and Sasha Feinberg and Ngamazulu will play no further part in the Rugby Championship campaign for the Springboks. Head coach Razzy Erasmus had omitted the young fly half from the panel to travel to Santiago del Estero for this weekend's meeting with Argentina. It had been initially thought that Ngamazulu was being rested, but Erasmus has revealed that the Stormers 10 requires knee surgery. According to Erasmus, Ngamazulu was hiding the severity of a knee injury from the coaching staff ahead of their most recent win over the All Blacks.
He injured his knee before the first test match against All Blacks. And he played in that game. And then the Wednesday, the next week, I asked him why he was limping. And he said, no, he injured his knee last week. And I actually then wanted to pull him out of the team because he was limping. And on the field, even. And that's what our players must understand. When the young guy, we have respect for everybody, but we must be honest when it comes to injuries. Nobody who's got injury who's 80% ready are better in the Springbok that has no injuries who's 100% ready. So, Sasha is lucky that we actually won both those test matches. Of course, he gambled a bit. And he's having the op now. It's a knee. I'm not sure exactly what's wrong with the knee, but it will be only ready in 4.5 weeks.
That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.